Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Mindful New Mum, written by Dr. Caroline Boyd and read by Zoe Zack. Disclaimer. The information in this book has been compiled as general guidance on the specific subjects addressed. It is not a substitute and should not be relied upon for medical, healthcare, or pharmaceutical professional advice. Please consult your healthcare provider before undertaking any of the aromatherapy, nutrition, exercises, techniques, natural remedies, and alternative therapies set out in this book, and consult your GP before changing, stopping, or starting any medical treatment. So far as the author is aware, the information given is correct and up to date as at September 2021. Practice, laws, and regulations all change, and the reader should obtain up-to-date professional advice on any such issues. The author and publishers disclaim, as far as the law allows, any liability arising directly or indirectly from the use or misuse of the information contained in this book. Introduction. Becoming a mum is life-changing. Mindful compassion teaches you to open your heart to the highs and lows of mothering, enhancing everyday connections with yourself, your baby, and the world around you. When I first became a mum, people told me, just trust your instincts. I remember thinking, okay, but how do I know what those instincts are? Gradually, I understood that settling into my new role was a process, as I learnt my baby's unique cues and what kind of mum I wanted to be. The idea that women are born knowing innately how to mother is a fairy tale, belonging to the supermum myth. This has us believe we must always be coping, in control, and loving our role. The idea of supermum stems from the Western ideology of motherhood in a patriarchal system, a central theme of this book. Much research cited is based broadly on Caucasian educator groups. We need more diversity, amplifying more voices. I draw on some non-Western postpartum practices, yet recognise these have constraints too. The messy reality of motherhood teaches us that living up to supermum is impossible. In my experience, working clinically with families adjusting to parenthood, many women and men struggle, each in their own ways. My hope in writing this book is to help you feel seen and understood amid the kaleidoscope of emotions arising on this journey. When you have a baby, you can feel shaken up like a snow globe. Up into the air go your pre-baby identities, emotions, and relationships. As you adjust, there is a unique opportunity for growth as you reevaluate old stories and patterns that no longer serve you. Mindfulness allows you to shine a light on what's most helpful to you in any given moment. Instead of being bound up in your thoughts as truths, adopting an observer position gives you power to step back and respond with compassion. Living mindfully helps you turn down the noise and focus on what really matters. Identifying your parenting values empowers you to make choices that fit for your family. Parenting will inspire and test you. My take-home message for mums is that it's essential to look after yourself. As girls, we're often not taught to attend to our own needs, yet this is vital for our well-being. Use the meditations, affirmations, visualizations, yoga, nutritional advice, and natural remedies that feel right for you. Nothing is prescriptive. I've integrated ideas from my clinical practice, research, and experience as a parent. Staying curious and reflective is key to mothering. It's okay not to know all the answers. I hope this book encourages you to develop a kinder relationship with yourself, helping you find more head and heart space to become the mum you want to be. Caroline. Mindful Parenting. The transition to motherhood is tender and transformative, yet pressure to parent perfectly can make this adjustment difficult. Practicing mindful compassion provides tools to ground you during this time, allowing you to find calm, soothe your baby, and embrace being a new mum. Introduction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?